This recording, England 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found it is not the reflection, but retraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the coloured band increases as the size of the drops increase. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of the number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a mixed bow with an abnormally wide yellow band. Since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow, this is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I was born in Sunderland. I moved to North Yorkshire for 3 years where I lived. Had a very strong accent then. Used to come home on the weekends to visit grandparents in Sunderland, go home, have a really strong accent, Sunderland accent, because it's such an easy accent to pick up. I live right in the centre of Sunderland, so obviously everyone has very similar accents, but obviously it gets worse and, well, stronger near the town where near the city centre. I went to Montweymouth School, where my favourite subject was drama. I got a part in a film when I was 14 that went to the BAFTA Awards at London, and I got the main part for that. Obviously, my accent had to be toned down just because it was too strong, and a lot of people in the other countries wouldn't be able to understand it. And then I went to film festivals, but obviously it just had to be dubbed. I went then to study drama and performing arts at Shiny Wall College in Sunderland as well. Did 2 years, A-level and BTEC Performing Arts and A-level Drama. And then I started doing at university 2 years ago. This is my third year studying BA Honours in Drama. I also have a job at American Express working. My accent has to change because you get marked down for dropping your accent. You have to keep quite an RP accent all the way through the call. But that's quite difficult when... It's all right if you're just asking normal questions, but when you get into a conversation with someone, you feel that your normal accent's just dropping straight through again. You feel quite false talking like that all the time. I have two sisters and one brother, and my family are all from Sunderland. But since I moved to Newcastle, they said that my accent's changed. And my mum said that it's not half as strong as what it used to be, and I think it's just because I'm mixed with a lot of people who have different accents. So I think I tend to pick up a lot of accents from other people. Not intentionally, just words and things like that I pick up from a lot of other people.